This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
How many lips does a horse have?
How many lips?
That's correct.
Lips does a horse have?
That's right.
How many lips? Is that what you said?
Yeah, lips.
That's right, lips.
All right, wait. This could be a joke here.
Well, I want to know the answer to that. I want to know how many lips a horse has. That's the first I've heard that intro.
That actually came from Hilarious Highlights number 5. It's not even completely assembled yet.
Yeah.
But that's one of the outtakes, bloopers, highlights from those funny CDs. Hilarious Highlights of Learning University. We have 4 volumes, and then that's number 5 that's nearly finished.
So when I'm walking down the hall and you, my dad, Tim, and Ed are all in Ed's office laughing, it's because y'all were listening to Hilarious Highlights.
Oh, yeah, we were yesterday.
We were previewing some
of that yesterday. by the way, Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman. Walker's sitting in for Tim Wildman, who I guess will be back in the captain's chair for Trivia Friday next Friday. But we're discussing Hilarious Highlights, which are kind of the outtakes. And you can go to afastore.net, and you can get the first 4.
I believe that's right.
That's right. And what you did, J.J., is that you assembled some of the funniest kind of outtakes. They're not bloopers. They're just funniest sequences in your estimation, which we think is probably going to turn out to be pretty good.
So funny. It's people were hearing from so many people that take a road trip and they stick that in. It's a CD. It's not a DVD.
Right.
And, just the name says it all, Hilarious Highlights. They're highlights of Learning University. And our listeners will hear themselves, because we've got a lot of callers, a lot of listeners that we dropped in as well.
And some of them are funnier than we are, which is not setting the bar. We don't set the bar necessarily that high. But anyway, folks, it is Trivia Friday. As Tim Wildman says, Monday through Thursday, we let you know the world is coming to an end. On Friday, we pretend it ain't so. And we try to have some fun, and we play this game, Trivia Friday, also called
Learning University.
That's right, where we make you smarter, betterer, awesomer, kinderer, I don't know, whatever else we guarantee. So it is a trivia show. So the way we play it is that in just a few moments, the 3 professors here will let you, the listeners, know. We will read our 3 questions each. So that, let's see, 3 times 3 questions, that would be, wait, don't tell me. 9 questions.
I've used that
joke before. 9 questions, and then you can call in. People are already doing it. Call in to ask a question, answer a question, or do both. We like it when folks can do both. The number to call, if you want to get on this here show, 888-589-8840. That number again is 888-589-8840. The only rule we have, I guess, is that if you have called and gotten on the show in the last 4 weeks, we ask you to wait a week. We try to give as many folks an opportunity to get on the program as possible. Sometimes we even get first-time callers who call in and get on. 888-589-8840 is the number to call. All right, well, let's go ahead.
Now we've got a mystery question.
Oh, yes, thank you. Explain how that works.
One of the original 9 questions that we offer up is a mystery question. You don't know which one it is. But if you answer correctly, you hear this sound. And they'll win a brand new Learning University t-shirt. We're on Facebook. Walker gets us on Facebook and YouTube. Those of you that are watching on Facebook, we're holding up the t-shirt. Very attractive. If you don't win one, you can purchase one at afastore.net. It helps the ministry. It's a whole lot of fun. These are the brand new ones. Hot off the press, Learning University, $15. A great price, and a great way to help the ministry.
To show how much people love these shirts, I had my buddy who may be listening named Jason that I go to church with. Well, Jason owns a landscaping business, and I wanted him to do some work for me at my new house. He said, the only way I'll do some work for you is if you'll bring me a Learning University t-shirt.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
So, but wait a second now. So he's going to work in it, weed eat, and wipe sweat off his face?
No, I gave it to him at the end when I paid him.
Oh, okay.
But he wanted that in exchange for the work. So anyways, I sent a few emails and got him a Learning University t-shirt. But that just shows people love the t-shirts.
They really do. AFAstore.net, AFAstore.net, or somebody can win one if you answer the question correctly, the mystery question.
All right. Well, let's get started. Walker, we're going to, since you're our visiting professor, and then we'll go this way. For
now,
those,
I'm just assuming your dad is headed to England to attend the royal wedding.
How'd you know?
Got that invitation? He's on his way?
Yeah. No, he's going to a St. Louis Cardinals game.
Wow.
He's a big Cardinals fan, so he and my sister and my niece and nephew are headed to St.
Louis.
How
fun.
So they'll have fun there. A little jealous I didn't get invited. But anyways, I'm not going to talk about
it. You're not bitter.
In public.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Not anymore.
Here we go. Here are my questions. First question here. How long does it take light to get from the sun to the earth? How long does it take the light that radiates from the sun to reach the earth? That's a pretty basic, science question. Second question, where did the pineapple plant originate? Where did the pineapple plant originate? And I will go ahead and give you a hint. It's not Hawaii, although they produce a lot of pineapples. Last question relating to cows. The average dairy cow produces how many gallons of milk a day? The average cow produces how many gallons of milk a day?
All right, here are my three questions. These are pretty easy, folks, so they may be so easy. I may be putting in replacement questions before too long. All right, here's the first one. What is the next line to the limerick, liar, liar, pants on fire? What is the next line to the limerick song, whatever you might want to call it? Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Stop, drop, and roll. Something different. That's a different PSA.
If your pants are on fire, that's what you should do. Stop, drop, and roll. Second question, what was the name of the famous diamond that was stolen in some of the Pink Panther movies? So you remember those starring Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau.
Ta-dum.
What was the name?
Ta-dum.
That's right.
Ta-dum, ta-dum, ta-dum,
the famous
ta-dum,
diamond ta-dum, in some of them that was stolen.
Ta-da-da-dum.
And then third question, what company makes Pop-Tarts? You've seen them on the store shelves. Maybe you have them in your kitchen. Have you ever taken a look at who makes them? What company makes Pop-Tarts?
Breakfast of ex-champions. Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question, who was the brother of Simon Peter? Who was the brother of Simon Peter? Second question, it's baseball season. I want to know how many Major League Baseball teams are named after birds, and then I need you to name them. How many Major League Baseball teams are named after birds, and I need you to name them. Third question, true or false? We did mention the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle taking place tomorrow at Windsor Castle in England, and you're hearing so much about royal wedding traditions. Here's my question, true or false? A British royal family groom must carry a small Blarney stone in his pocket during the wedding ceremony. Is that true or false? A British royal family groom must carry a small Blarney stone in his pocket during the wedding ceremony. True or false?
And my understanding is they also serve Blarney sandwiches during the reception. You know, good fried Blarney sandwich, mustard or mayonnaise, take your pick. All right, so those are our questions, and we are set to open classes here at Learning University. Where do we go?
Let's go to Michigan and talk to Keith. Hello, Keith.
Hi. Hey, one of the questions that I'd love to ask and answer a question.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
One of the things is kind of lead into one of the things I was going to make a comment. Somebody yesterday said that they were going to Oregon during the summer, I think in June, over at Cannon Beach.
Okay.
That's news to me.
Well, I've just been saying, hey, whoever is doing it, you got to go down about 1 hour south of Cannon Beach is Tillamook Cheese Factory. They have some of just the greatest cheese and dairy. and ice cream that you can ever have.
Really?
Maybe the person who great. Oh.
Maybe the person who mentioned it's listening, Keith, so thanks for that. Hey, listen, which question do you want to answer?
Well, it has to deal with the dairy.
All right, about the cow. All right, here's the question. Here's a question, Keith. The average dairy cow produces how many gallons of milk a day?
That'd be 6 to 7 gallons of milk.
Well, that's not the answer I have, although that could be the case for some cows. I'm getting my information from the Dairy Council. Y'all don't laugh. The Dairy Council of California. So anyways, this is kind of the numbers they put together. You may be right, depending on some cows, but that's not what I have.
Well, Keith, in your defense, you know, Walker is getting his information from the Dairy Council of California. So it could be very liberal figures coming from California.
Yeah, we'll see.
I doubt they're conservative figures. So,
hey, Keith, what's your question? What's your question for us?
Well, what was it? What starts with T, ends with T, and is full of T?
What starts with T, ends with T, and is full of T? Wow, this is some sort of riddle. I got that much.
I'm stumped.
Yeah.
Starts with T,
ends with T, and is full of T.
You know, I'm thinking sweet tea. But this may have nothing to do with that.
How about teapot? How about teapot? Is that one word?
Yeah, let's go with that.
How about a teapot?
Ding, ding. You got it.
Oh, hey,
good job, man.
Wow. Nice. All right, Keith. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Let's go to North Carolina, talk to our old friend Todd. Hello, Todd.
Well, good morning to the university.
Well, good morning to you.
We miss you. We always enjoy having you on. You want to ask, answer, or do both, my friend?
I would like to do both.
Which one you want to tackle?
Well, I'm going to try Ed's question about Pop-Tarts.
Okay. All right. Todd, I knew this was probably going to go down fast, but Todd, what company makes them, Pop-Tarts?
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's is correct.
Well done,
good job.
Todd.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
They're great.
Get Frosted Flakes. Listen, I love Pop-Tarts. Here lately, I've been trying to watch my calories intake. Mm-hmm. Have you ever looked and seen how many calories are
they're
in two Pop-Tarts?
Full of sugar.
Yeah, it's 400 or 500 calories for two Pop-Tarts. So I've had oranges instead and bananas.
Here at work, you know, we have all this healthy you stuff and people are trying to eat well. And occasionally I'll grab a Pop-Tart and I'll be heating it up in the microwave. Well, people will walk by and I'm getting the Pop-Tarts out in a line because I think they're already thinking, you know, something. Yeah. So when I'm getting it out of the microwave and they look in my direction, I said, the doctor's got me on these. And knee-jerk, they're like, wow, really? Because that's what people always say whatever they're eating.
Right.
The doctor's got me on these whatever.
Yeah.
And I get a good chuckle from
you
that.
You know, heated up Pop-Tarts are very good.
They really are.
I didn't
they
start
are.
It until about a year ago.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Said no one.
Said no one ever.
Hey, Todd, you got it. What's your question for us?
Well, I have a Bible question for you. If a combination Old and New Testament question, in the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, we read about the seven feasts of the Lord. My question is, on which one of those feasts was Jesus resurrected on?
Oh, all right.
That's a real good question.
That is a real good question.
All the different feasts. You got the shelters, you've got the... I'm thinking of the different feasts that I remember there were three that it seemed like they kept coming up. Passover, I guess it's going to be Passover.
Well, it was
that going to be
the feast of
the resurrection?
Well, yeah, you're talking about the actual like the day, or can we get in the weekend kind of, Todd?
Well, the actual feast itself, the actual day that it happened is one of those seven feasts.
All right. Passover is the only thing that I know that was close.
Yeah, so
we'll just go that's with just that.
All right, we're going to go with Passover, Todd.
I'm sorry, you're incorrect.
Okay. We knew it was too easy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the answer is first fruits.
Because you
mentioned Passover because you've got a fantastic type and shadow of the Trinity when it comes to this, because you have Passover, then the next day you have the first day of unleavened bread, then the day after that is first fruits. You see, and the thing about it is, you go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and it mentions that Christ is the first fruits of the resurrection. So you've got a got a double layered meaning when it comes to first fruits.
Well, that is
that's really good.
Fascinating.
Yeah, good stuff.
Good Bible teaching, and that is a great foreshadowing type, whatever the right word would be. Todd, thank you
so much.
You always have some very interesting Bible questions. Usually too hard for the panel, but that's one we probably should have known. But
hey, quickly, Todd, what are the seven feasts? Because I'm thinking of the atonement, the shelters, the different ones, but I get them all mixed up. What are those seven feasts?
Okay, there's Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and Feast of Tabernacles.
Okay. Terrific.
Wow.
Tabernacles is the shelter one I was thinking.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks, buddy.
All right, y'all take care.
All right,
good
it is
stuff.
Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman, your professors for Learning University. We go back to the phones. J.J., where do we go?
Let's go to Texas. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, greetings from Texas.
Yes,
real
sir.
Quick, guys, ask all your listeners to pray for the students in Santa Fe. We've had a shooting over here with fatalities at a high school.
We saw that on breaking news. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, John. Hey, Ed, will you just stop right now and lead us in prayer?
Yeah, we should. Let's do that. I'm looking at the Fox News right now. It says 8 dead in Texas school shooting. Folks, let's go ahead and pray. Our country is very, very sick. We need God, and these folks need the help of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we just pray, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you that, Lord, from what Todd shared from the Scriptures, we do have a great God who oversees details that sometimes we don't even see. And we pray for the families and the young people in Texas. Mm. And, Lord God, it looks like another tragedy as evil and wickedness is unleashed in our land once again. We pray, Lord God, that no more fatalities will occur. We pray for the grace and mercy and comfort of God to be extended to those who have already suffered loss. Lord, protect lives. And Father, our nation is very, very ill spiritually and morally. We pray you'd have mercy on our land, and rather than judge it, we pray that you would send the power of your Holy Spirit to revive our people and turn our hearts and minds back to God. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that
reminder,
John. Hey, John, it feels like whiplash to go back into this fun game, but do you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Well, I want to do both, but first, let me wish you all a blessed day of Pentecost, which is tomorrow.
Wonderful.
All right, sir. Great.
I mean, it's Sunday. I'm sorry. It's Sunday.
Right.
50 days.
Yep. So
after Easter.
All right, John, thank you for that. Which question you want to answer?
I want to answer the one about the sunlight.
Yes, that would be my question. How long does it take the light to reach from the sun to reach the earth, John?
8 minutes.
That's right.
Wow. Yes.
Well done, John.
Yeah. Eight minutes.
It sits around the 8 minute mark, you know, a few seconds here or there.
Yeah.
But that's right, John. Good answer.
John, are you a science lover, science teacher? How did you know that? You look it up?
Well, my background is in science. I was a forestry major.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Because we have, I'm not particularly scientifically adept, but we do have a lot of times people who call in. They're teachers, they're professors, they're chemists or whatever.
Yeah.
And these are people whose whole lives are dedicated to science.
Well, so. And this is one more thing, John and panel. Whenever we spring forward or fall back, you don't know how many clocks you have. I'll set the clocks in the house, set the clocks in the vehicle, and then I've got my clock that shows how fast the light comes from the sun to Earth. One more thing to have to set to make sure that it's going to, you know, be around the 8 minute mark.
I've got clocks, and I think over the years They're 4 or 5 hours off. I just, you know, in my office, it's sitting somewhere, and it's just never been reset.
Yeah, for some reason, a lot of my clocks like to blink 12. I don't know what time zone that is. Hey, John, what's your question for us?
Well, a fella called in last week, and he was talking about a fellow named Matsuo Fuchida, who was the air commander over Pearl Harbor, remember? And they said there was and he was the guy who sent the message back to the fleet that he's the one who commenced the attack, okay? And he sent the message back to the fleet, Torah, Torah, Torah. What does that translate to in English?
Attack, attack, attack.
Nope.
It doesn't?
Any more guesses?
Yeah, that's my guess. I have the movie Torah, 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 and that's what it said underneath. I'm just going by the words that they underneath. Well, what does it really mean?
Tiger, tiger, tiger.
Tiger, tiger, tiger? Okay.
Yes, Torah is tiger in Japanese, and the name of the novel that guy the book that guy was talking about is named Wounded Tiger, because he was wounded at the Battle of Midway.
Okay.
Okay, so that's why the book's called Wounded Tiger.
Interesting.
All right.
And it is excellent. If y'all ever want to try to look at it, and you may want to invite that man to talk on one of your programs. But anyway.
Thanks, John.
I want to, again, wish y'all a blessed Pentecost.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Well, that's interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. All right, let's see. We got a couple of minutes. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's go ahead and
reset our questions.
And then, JJ, I want you to let our listeners know if you're going to be on the road, in case some of our listeners are nearby.
All right,
Might want to check out where you're going to be speaking. Go ahead, Walker.
All right, two original questions, then I'll add one. All right, for our first original question, still unanswered. Where did the pineapple plant originate? Second question, still unanswered. The average dairy cow produces how many gallons of milk a day? Last question, this is a new one here. What country suffered the worst two earthquakes in history? What country suffered the worst two earthquakes in history?
Good questions. All right, I have two original questions remaining. The first is, what is the next line to the limerick, Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire? What comes next in that little song or jingle? Second question, what was the name of the famous diamond that was stolen in some of the Pink Panther movies? You remember those, starring Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau. And I'm going to add a question since I've had one answered. It's a true-false question in honor of my friend J.J. Jasper. Here it is. Bats are reptiles. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Bible question. Who was the brother of Simon Peter? Who was the brother of Simon Peter? Second question. How many Major League Baseball teams are named after birds? And I need you to name them. And then true or false? With the royal wedding taking place tomorrow, from the royal wedding traditions, a British royal family groom must carry a small Blarney stone in his pocket during the wedding ceremony. Is that true or false?
I just like saying it. Hey, where are you going to be upcoming?
You know what? I've got a motorcycle rally next month. I've got a handful of pregnancy center banquets this fall. A wild game expo in Natchez, Mississippi this fall, where last year they had about 1,200 men that attended. So a lot of things coming in, nothing in the next week or two.
JJJasper.com. Go to find out where he'll be speaking or how to get him to come to your community. All right, folks, Trivia Friday. We'll be right back after this short break. Please join us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up.
and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
In the book of Isaiah, the word tells us the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. In the same way, without careful planning, your financial goals could blow away like the seeds of a dandelion. It's never too early or too late to consider how a charitable gift annuity can help you meet the financial goals you've set for your loved ones, your causes, and yourself. Give AFA Foundation a call at 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit our website, afafoundation.net. Let us explain how a charitable gift annuity can help you achieve your goals. As we read in Proverbs, the plans of the diligent lead to profit. Our phone number again is 800-326-4543, extension 345, and our website is afafoundation.net.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. Contrary to what the mainstream media is telling you, President Trump did not call immigrants animals. He called MS-13 gang members animals. Listen for yourself.
MS-13, we're grabbing them by the thousands and we're getting them out, Kevin.
You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals.
But if you were listening to CNN or ABC or MSNBC, this is what you heard the president say.
These aren't people. These are animals.
They intentionally misled the American people. It's not just fake news. It's an outright lie. President Trump is doubling down on his description, and he's right. MS-13 gang members are monsters, causing mayhem in cities across the nation. They must be stopped. But the mainstream media is so consumed with their hatred of President Trump, they would rather defend illegal alien predators like MS-13. I'm Todd Starnes.
Is your dog bite? Inspector Clouseau. That is the theme song from the Pink Panther movies, and they became the Pink Panther cartoons. That is in honor of my question about the Pink Panther. So I was essentially honoring myself with that song. You know, I actually have that song on my iPod.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's I forget the off the top of my head. Forget the guy who did the theme song for it. But I have a
how funny.
I have a playlist with just songs from movies and stuff like that that I liked over the years. So.
My ringtone is Michael Jackson, "Beat It."
Is that what you want to do to your phone?
Sometimes I'm just kidding. That just came out. I don't know where that came from.
No significance there.
No, pretty random.
All right, it is Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, JJ Jasper, Walker Wildman. We are your professors. You are listening to the American Family Radio Network, and this is the game we play every Friday. Try to take a little load off what's happening in your life and in the world around us to have a little bit of fun. We want you Monday through Thursday, I guess, you might yell at your radio about what's going on. Hopefully on Fridays you are laughing at your radio. All right, we're going to go immediately back to the phones. By the way, if you're wondering how to call in, here's the number to call, 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840. If you have called and gotten on the program in the last 4 weeks, we ask you to wait an additional week to allow others the opportunity to get on the program. Don't forget, we still have a mystery question out there. If you call in and get it right, you will win a brand new Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt, and we will send it to you. It is brand new. It will be free, including shipping and handling. All right, JJ, let's go back to the phone.
Let's go to Kansas, where Haley is on the line. Hello, Haley.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Haley,
I'd
you
like
want
to ask an answer.
Okay, which question you want to answer?
The one about where the pineapple originated.
All right, that's my question. Where did the pineapple plant originate, Haley?
I believe that'd be South America.
That's correct.
Really? Well, South America.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, nicely, here it says that, it originated in South America, and it didn't reach Hawaii until the early 19th century.
Huh. All right.
Now, guys and Haley, this sounds completely made up, but it's legit. The only people on the planet that don't have fingerprints, they do not have fingerprints, and that's pineapple pickers. The acid from the pineapples makes your fingerprint disappear.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look it up. Yeah. So if you wanted to be, I hate to steer anybody in the wrong direction, but if you wanted to be a bank robber, if you pick pineapples for about 10 or 15 years, and then, you can.
You pick pineapple for 10 or 15 years, you're going to want to rob something.
Haley, have you been out to Dole Pineapple Plantation in Hawaii?
No, I never have.
I went out there, my dad and I went out there a couple years ago, and it's just massive.
Oh, cool.
The Dole Plantation, yes. They got pineapples everywhere, and they pick them and bring them
in. Yeah, I love pineapple.
Eat them fresh.
Right, right.
Wow.
Hey, Haley, great job. What's your question for us?
Okay, my question for you is, what is the longest word in the English language?
The longest word in the English language, I think we've had this before, and because I think I answered and I was wrong, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even if I knew it, I wouldn't know how to say it, probably.
Yeah. That's from Mary Poppins. Yeah. But I think I've answered that before, and it's not, and I can't remember for the life of me what it is.
Know.
Any of you guys?
No, I can't
All right, Haley, go ahead and embarrass me again. I deserve it.
Okay, it's... Numino ultra microscopic silico volcaniconiosis, which is 45 letters, and it means a lung disease caused by the inhalation of ultra microscopic particles of silica dust from volcanoes.
Wow, I'm not sure what's longer, the name or the disease.
The explanation. Well, wow. No, I'll tell you what's the longest. It's the side effects from the medicine they give you.
Yes, that's right. That's
Haley,
right.
Thank you so much.
Very
Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening to AFR.
Sure.
All right, that's good.
Can y'all even repeat what she just said?
No. And I remember that question before, and she just gave the answer. I'm sure that was the answer that was given last time, but I just didn't remember it.
But she talked about inhaling the microscopic things from the volcano dust. Mm-hmm. You talked about the old pineapple.
Yep.
What about the lava and things? I know our listeners have seen those videos of the lava just coming across the road and everything. Mm-hmm. That just looks like something from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that happens today, something that looks like it should be tied in with dinosaurs. Or
whatever. In a modern setting. So you got cars, that are stopped. I don't know whether they're waiting for the lava crossing.
No, that was a guy that was behind on his payments.
Yeah.
I figured that one out. You left your car parked right there with the lava flow coming.
That's right. I'm sorry, but it moved too fast.
Hey, let's go to Tennessee where Jeff's on the line. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're blessed, Jeff. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I had the answer to two of them, and both of them were taken. And I've been trying to find the answer for the dairy cattle, and there seems to be a little discrepancy, which I know normally it's measured, the dairy farmer themselves measure it in pounds, not gallons. So I'm going to pass on that one. But
Now we got a true or false, so there's your 50-50 chance.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to answer and ask. I'll answer the true false.
Here's the true or false question. Or well, now you've got
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I've got one too.
One.
Which one? Go ahead with yours, JJ. I'll ask mine, and he can.
Okay. Here's what I've got. This is a royal wedding tradition. Thinking about the wedding tomorrow at the Windsor Castle in England. Here's the question, true or false? A British royal family groom must carry a small Blarney stone in his pocket during the wedding ceremony. Jeff, is that true or false?
Oh, okay. I'll ask
you.
You want me to ask the other one, or do you want to try to answer that one?
Yes, ask yours, please.
Okay. Mine is this. Bats are reptiles. Is that true or false? You got to pick only one of them, though.
Okay, I'll say the Blarney Stone is absolutely 100% true.
Jeff, it is 100% false.
False.
I made it up this morning. It's just a bunch of Blarney.
It's a bunch of Blarney.
Yeah, but it did sound like it sounded like something you would. They have all those different royal traditions.
Traditions, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
saying Blarney.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I'm going to start saying it even more. My wife in about 2 weeks is going to be going, please stop with the Blarney references.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Jeff, I just made that up. But a lot of people interested in the wedding and the traditions. What's your question for us?
Well, this one is probably, you're going to be the only one that can answer this question. It is a quote. So I'm going to ask you, who is this quote from? Let me put it this way, Julie. In one hand, I have two thumbs. And in the other hand, I have none.
That is a guy named Monty, who is he appeared in the bonus track on the J.J. Jasper, I Hope I Break Even Tour comedy video.
Wow.
Yes. Funny stuff. Maybe the funniest guy alive. He's like Larry the Cable Guy.
I was there when you videoed that restaurant, the little Italian restaurant. I was there.
Yeah.
I remember Monty. This was the guy afterwards?
Afterwards.
Oh, my goodness. That was funny, too.
Funny, wow, funny that was stuff. Yeah, that was Monty.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know him, Jeff, or did you just see the clip?
No, we know Bonnie and Julie Parks.
Yeah.
They're good friends of ours.
Sweet couple.
I'm living in Tennessee now, but we were from Macomb, Mississippi.
Yeah, he is this funny, I mean, true life stories that just have you just tears rolling out. I mean, LOL.
It's
just,
he is.
Yeah, hilarious. Hey,
he is
thanks.
A funny guy.
Thank you. If you see him, tell him we said
you're
hello.
Welcome.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, all right. What was it? In one hand, I have two thumbs?
Yeah, he cut his thumb
off. I remember that story.
Right. In fact, I think that's on YouTube. I'd encourage you to go to J.J. Jasper YouTube, and he can tell the story better than I can. He cut his thumb off.
I remember.
He got down in the ditch, and he got his
trying
thumb.
Trying to explain it to
he
his wife.
He went back to his house to wash it off in the sink, and then she called right while he was washing his thumb off. Yeah, it sounds gross, but it really turned out to be pretty funny.
Yeah, that is. And so that's on YouTube?
Yes, that's
on
YouTube.
That's great.
That little clip is on YouTube.
All right, we go back to the phones. Where do we go, JJ?
Let's go to Steve in Oklahoma. Hello, Steve.
Morning, fellas.
How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good.
Well, Steve, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll try both, and I'll try to pick on Walker's cow question.
All right. Let's see here. The average dairy cow produces how many gallons of milk a day?
Well, Dad's jerseys don't produce like the Holstein, but we'll get about 5 gallons a day.
Yeah, that's not the answer I have, and this may be off, but this is from the Dairy Council in California. So California cows may produce a lot more than some in the South. Sorry about that, Steve. I'll give the answer at the end of the show, and if some folks want to criticize me, they can. I'm just trying to stick to what the
Dairy
Council says.
You've been on AFR long enough that you can handle criticism.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. And they may be off, but we'll see.
Hey, Steve, what's your question for us?
Well, it's a history question. We'll go back to World War II. What's the only town in the continental United States to get bombed out of an airplane during World War II?
Wow, I didn't even know that had happened.
They accidentally dropped a bomb, if I'm remembering right. And this was just a thing, friendly fire, where we dropped a bomb.
And it exploded?
I think it was Oklahoma, but I'm just...
Was it during a drill?
maybe transporting it or a drill or something. But now this is just fuzzy memory trying to. Am I anywhere close, Steve?
You are. You're in Oklahoma.
Is that what happened?
It is. It was out at the end of the panhandle. It was in Boise City. And they took off from the air base in Texas, and they mistook the center of town lights for the landing strip for their bombs. And they could have
they were practicing, you mean?
Yep, they were practicing, and they dropped about five bombs in the middle of Boise City.
Oh, Steve, my goodness.
Steve, were there any casualties?
I don't believe there was, but the crew went back to the town later on, and actually one of the crew members married one of the women there.
Wow.
That turned out pretty good.
That's awesome. What an awesome story.
You know, I can't imagine. I'm sure it wasn't funny at the time, but the guys in the airplane going, oops.
Yeah.
You know.
Guys, I'm looking. Now, I see people running. I don't think this is.
Well, now, see, that's funny because one of those things like that happened, it's called Oops Day. You didn't know this, but it's called
literally
National
is.
Oops Day, and it was because either in this situation or another, they accidentally dropped some bombs. And but yeah, that's with that guy going back and marrying that girl. Some of you screen writers out there, there's your movie waiting to be produced. Yeah. Hey, Steve, thanks. Have a great weekend.
See you, Phil.
All right, that's a cool little story. Like you said, Walker, I'm glad nobody got hurt.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But after that happened, son, what happened to my car? Well, Dad, you're not going to believe it. I mean, it's just there's all kinds of stuff that you could.
The only guy that would believe it is that one insurance guy that says we covered it because we've seen it all before.
Yes, that's right.
He's the only one that would believe when you called your insurance company.
Okay, you said lava got your car, and you said a bomb got yours. Hey, let's go ahead and reset our questions here during this segment. Go ahead, Walker.
All right, here we go. My only original question remaining is this dairy question. I'm beginning to doubt my sources here, but
I told you it's California.
You know what? You should have gone with four-legged cows, and that could have made it a lot easier for people to.
Yeah, that would have narrowed it down, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to it, and we'll see. Maybe I'll call some dairy farmers after the show and see what they think. Anyways, the average dairy cow produces how many gallons of milk a day, or you could say how many glasses in gallons. Two new questions here. Which planet spins the slowest? Which planet in outer space spins the slowest? One more question. What country suffered the worst two earthquakes in history? Not modern history, but just in history in general.
All right. Good questions. Here are my questions. What is the next line to the limerick, liar, liar, pants on fire? Some of you who maybe said it as a kid. Second question, what was the name of the famous diamond that was stolen in some of the Pink Panther movies? Those were starring Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau. And then my third question, this is a true-false. I thought the guy tried to answer yours would go to this one. I thought this would be pretty simple for folks, but he shied away from it. Here, it's simple, true-false. Bats are reptiles. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Bible question. Who was the brother of Simon Peter? Who was the brother of Simon Peter? Second question. How many Major League Baseball teams are named after birds? And I need you to name them. And then I'll add one. Which U.S. president's nickname was Ike? Which U.S. president's nickname was Ike?
All right. Well, we go back to the phones. Where do we go, JJ?
Let's go to David in Arkansas. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. I'd like to try Walker's dairy question.
All right.
Let's get plenty of attempts, that's for sure.
Let me repeat it for one more time. The average dairy cow produces how many gallons of milk a day, David?
The average dairy cow produces about 100 pounds of milk a day, which comes out to about 11.5 to 12 gallons of milk a day.
Look, I'm going to give you that, David. I've got 10 gallons of milk a day, but look, if it's a super cow, she can produce 11, 12. Good job, David.
Yes.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Well, when you're saying average, you know, you're leaving a little wiggle room.
Yeah,
there.
They and this council probably did 100 cows and averaged it out. But anyways, Good job, David.
Hey, David, if I can tout the area where our flagship ship station is, and I'll try to tell this quickly. Tupelo, Lee County, Mississippi, where Tupelo, Mississippi is, at one time was the leading dairy producer in the nation. Hmm. And the some local businessmen got together when one thing they were doing was failing. So they said, let's try to up the our milk production. And they went to Europe and bought a prize bull and brought him back to this area. And so at one time, like in the maybe the 1940s, Lee County, Mississippi was the most milk producing in the nation.
Wow.
And you would think Wisconsin or somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they've gone to textiles and to furniture. And anytime one thing sort of dried up, they were able to reinvent themselves. And it's just been a pretty good little lesson in tenacity.
Wow, great.
Yeah.
That's amazing. 10 to 11 gallons
yeah.
a day.
Right.
You know,
and somebody that's a lot of strong bones and teeth.
Yeah, that's right. I know a family that has a dairy farm in this area. And you, this is something you just don't think about. If they go on vacation, somebody has to come and milk those cows.
Yes.
I mean, they, because cows don't take a vacation and they can get sick. And
well, I think the thing was that when they go on vacation, most
yes.
of the dairy farmers,
they don't. Very rare.
One of the hardest jobs there is.
Yes.
Hey, David, what's your question for us?
I've got a three-part question, if that's all right.
Well, sure, if it's short.
Yeah. Which breed of dairy cow produces the most fluid milk, the most butterfat and which one produces the most butterfat content, and which one produces the most vitamin K?
Okay, I'm guessing this is all the same cow. This is probably just
probably
a real
no,
good.
No, they're all different.
Oh, it's three all, different ones?
One of them's a different.
Oh, I'm yeah. not even going to have a.
I don't even know yeah. different.
No.
I mean, he mentioned Jersey. If he mentions the names, I've heard them.
Yeah. I know
Holstein. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you got to
say Nellie Bell and yeah, no, we don't.
tell
you
us,
got
David.
The most fluid producing are the Holsteins, which are the black and white, like Chick-fil-A cows.
Right.
They produce the most fluid. The ones with the highest butterfat content are the Jerseys. They are the ones that are used to make your butter and ice cream, sour cream, that kind of stuff.
Hmm. Good.
And then the ones that produce the most vitamin K are called Guernseys. And that when you milk them, their milk actually has a little bit of an orange tint to it.
Orange?
And aren't they the brown cows, kind of a brownish color?
They actually look a little bit orange.
Orangish, kind of grayish vibe. Brown.
Orangish red and white.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, David, that's why we have this program. That's some good information.
Yeah, well, and
thanks,
David, what kind of cow produces chocolate milk?
There's no chocolate milk producing
cow. Hey, David, are you a dairy farmer?
I grew up on a dairy farm.
What kind of cows?
I grew up, my family, we had Jerseys.
Yeah.
We started in like the 1920s or 1920s or 30s, my granddad started it up, and then we had to get out of it because the price of milk got so bad in 95.
Okay.
But I grew up on one, and when I went to college, I worked the college I went to had a dairy, and I worked it and managed it. I actually managed it for a while.
Wow, that's great, a third-generation dairy farmer. Thanks for your hard work and your sacrifice, and thanks for listening to AFR, David. Have a great weekend.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all too.
All right. So lesson in milk
that
production.
Good
cows.
Stuff.
Good. That's
yeah.
what we. That's what we. This is a show. We say this frequently. That is going to make our listeners smarter.
Yeah.
I mean, you listen
absolutely.
To this show.
It
we guarantee
happened.
Every week you listen, your IQ goes up 1 point.
At least
or
one
more.
Point.
Or
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, and
at
if
least
if you will include Pop-Tarts with your diet. And listen to this show.
You got to microwave them, though.
Yeah.
They
got
to be heated.
Right.
Pop-Tarts with chocolate milk is, like you said, the breakfast of ex-champions.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, let's go to Heather in Kansas. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good, guys.
You sound real chipper on this Friday morning. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
Which question you feel confident about, Heather?
I feel confident about the Pink Panthers.
Okay. Well, here's the question again for those just tuning in. Heather, what was the name of the famous diamond that was stolen in some of the Pink Panther movies? Those are movies starring Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau.
That would be the Pink Panther diamond.
The Pink Panther diamond.
Hey,
that's right.
There you go.
And I think it was two, maybe three of the movies that the Pink Panther diamond was stolen, and that's where they got the name for the movies. You said you're confident.
Right.
Are you a big fan of the Inspector Clouseau movies?
I'm okay with that, but it reminded me of a question I want to ask you guys.
Okay, we'll go right ahead.
Okay, so the old movies, well, when I was younger, I guess, but they are the Great Muppet Capers, if you ever saw that. There's a famous diamond in that one that gets stolen, and I want to know if you guys know the name of it.
I don't know. You guys?
I even know is the Hope Diamond, but I don't know if it shows up in the Muppet things, but I'm going to throw that out as a guess.
All right. We'll go with JJ, yeah. the Hope Diamond, or maybe some spinoff of that name.
It's the Fabulous Baseball Diamond.
The Fabulous Baseball Diamond. I never heard of it. Now which Muppet movie was it? Was it just called Muppet Capers?
The Great Muppet Caper.
The Great Muppet Caper. Okay.
Great. Thanks, Heather. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Thanks.
All right. We can probably get at least another caller in. Another
See if we've
question.
Got time to talk to John from Kansas. We're having a lot of people call in from Kansas. John, welcome.
Thank you.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which question you want to answer?
I would like to answer the baseball question.
All right. How many Major League Baseball teams are named after birds? And, John, I need you to name them.
That would be three. The St. Louis Cardinals, which is my favorite team. The Toronto Blue Jays, and the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh!
Nice.
Wow,
John,
you got the mystery question. I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the show. You know how that works? You have won a brand new Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt.
Great. Outstanding.
Yeah, right. Way to go, John. Yep, three teams, and you got all three correct, and you won a T-shirt. So before you get off the phone, Please wait. They're going to put you on pause and put you on hold, and then they're going to get your information, your shirt size, and your address and everything. But way to go. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay. Which word, if you change, whether it's capitalized or not, which word changes the punctuation?
The word is
one word.
The word is polish. When you capitalize the P, it goes to Polish.
You got it.
Wow, good. Excellent.
Wow, JJ.
That's excellent. Polish and polish?
Polish
is
the only word that if you just capitalize the first letter, it changes the
Our
meaning of the word there.
I like it. John, do not hang up. We're going to put you on hold so that Cindy Roberts can get your information. And congratulations. We will get that brand new Trivia Friday T-shirt out in the mail to you just as soon as possible. All right, folks, we are going to take a five-minute break for news. You are listening to American Family Radio. The show here today is Today's Issues. It is the Friday version. We call it Trivia Friday. J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, we are your professors. Five-minute break for news, and when we come back, it'll be the last segment of Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.